Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
You solemnly swear the evidence you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Welcome to Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I.
Come on, Johnny, you might as well talk. Who robbed that payroll truck?
I've read the case files, have you?
Well, it sure gives an airtight alibi.
Crime Time is heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. Check out podcasts of our shows or listen live at biztalkradio.com. And now, your host of Crime Time, Vito Colucci, P.I.
Another Sunday night, another Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I. Shout out to all of the listeners for the last 5 years that have made the show very, very popular. And we just thank all our listeners for that. Before we get started, all the nice calls and emails I've been getting about my book, Rogue Town, and how it's become a very, very popular seller, and just so happy with that. As we speak, we're in the process of doing Rogue Town 2. And if you don't know about Rogue Town, you better check it out, because the law says you can't read Rogue Town 2 unless you read Rogue Town. Rogue Town is the true story of a total city under the stranglehold of organized crime. The corrupt city of officials who betrayed the town, and the cop, that would be me, who wore a wire to help bring them down. If you like true crime with an emphasis on organized crime, you're going to like this book. The foreword is by Pulitzer Prize winner Anthony Dolan, and right on the cover I have Mr. Henry Hill saying, when organized crime controls the police department, they control the entire city. Vito Colucci is the real deal. And you're going to enjoy this. We had a lot of fun doing it. I knew it would be a good seller, but I just didn't know it would take off like it has. And I thank everybody for that. So check that out. You're going to really enjoy it. Interesting show tonight. Very interesting show. I mean, we always try to keep it good with all the guests that I have on, usually from Fox News or CNN or whatever. And Henry Hill, when he was alive, came on. A lot of good people. This, you're going to find this interesting. We're going to be talking to a former NBA referee who wrote the book Personal Foul, which is a first-person account of the scandal that rocked the NBA. Personal Foul takes an in-depth look at former NBA referee Tim Donaghy and the betting scandal that rocked professional basketball. So I'd like to introduce from Florida, Tim Donaghy. Thank you, Tim, for being on Crime Time.
Thanks for having me, Vito. I'm pretty excited. I enjoyed that music that you started with. It got me excited.
It's that's throwback music, throwback from the Dragnet and everything days. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, thanks again for being on the show. It is the book is so interesting. I've always been a sports fan, and for me though, I was telling my son the other day, basketball playoffs to me, more than the Super Bowl, more than the World Series, are my most enjoyable time. I push my lounge thing right in front of the TV, work the popcorn and the Dr. Pepper a little bit, and I'm all set. And ladies and gentlemen, Tim from, let me just check these dates here. Tim, give me a second here. From 1994 to 2007, Tim Donaghy worked the NBA, officiating in 772 regular season games and 20 playoff games. Tim, tell the listeners all across the country, how did you get started? Who saw you?
You know, what happened was basically my father was a top college basketball referee at the time, and I started to officiate. And, you know, my mom came to me one time at the dinner table and said, you know, why don't you pursue a career as an NBA basketball referee? And it sounded like a great idea, and I sent a couple letters out to the NBA, got in front of the right people at the right camps, and next thing I knew, I was in a training program out in Los Angeles, California, and I was being looked at the supervisor of officials, Darrell Garrettson and Aaron Wade, to possibly become a staff member of the CBA, which was the minor leagues of the time of the NBA.
Wow, very interesting. So you get put into the NBA. They liked you. Let me ask you this. Your first game, when was it, and do you remember the teams?
I do. It was in 1994. My first regular season game was Indiana and Houston. It was in Indiana, and, you know, something I'll never forget because there was a play involving Reggie Miller that went against him and went against the home team, and for about 5 minutes, but it felt like about 30 minutes, the fans threw stuff on the floor, and it was something where the game was constantly delayed because we couldn't play the game because the players were slipping from all the liquids that the fans were throwing over a call I made that went against Reggie Miller.
Wow, that was some star work. You must have been standing there watching the debris and say, wait a minute, they didn't tell me this in the CBA.
You know? Yeah, it was something where you just were hoping at some point that you know, everyone was going to get everything mopped up so we could play the last 5 seconds because that's all that was left in the game, and it just seemed like it took forever for them
forever,
to get the floor cleaned up so we could get out of there.
Wow, unbelievable. I got to ask you this because I know from talking to a couple of referees, how was your first – did you experience the first time you went to Denver, I guess, the problem with the altitude?
No, for sure. When you're in Denver, the altitude's definitely a lot different than other parts of the country, and it gets you winded a little bit quicker, and you definitely feel it as you're, you know, running up and down the court. And if there's a long period of time where there's no whistle and you don't get a break, you really start to feel it. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you can't wait for that next whistle so there's a stoppage in play.
Right. And what you don't want is some teams like, say, the Sacramento, how they used to run up and down the court for several years, and other teams playing Denver. Yeah, I had talked to a couple people that had gone through training camp, and all of a sudden they couldn't figure out why they were winded in the second quarter up in the, you know, up in the mountains there, you know. But that, I found that very interesting. Tell quickly a little bit about training camp, when it goes on, how long it takes, and what do you come out of there feeling really good in shape and everything?
Well, you know, you're supposed to be in shape before we go to training camp, which is, you know, about a week, sometime in September. And you just sit in a room and you go over video and rule changes for the upcoming season. And we have union meetings. And, you know, the league just comes in and tests you on the rules and goes over different things that they want you to focus on for that upcoming season. It's usually about a week long in regard to doing all that stuff and going through a physical to make sure you're in shape and capable of getting through the entire season. So it's usually about a week long, and it has a lot to do with a lot of video and a lot of rule preparation.
Right, very good. Tim, any time in your career, whether it's at training camp or by a head referee, has anybody ever told you to go easier on certain superstars or anything that matches up what I'm saying there?
Definitely. I mean, there's times when veteran referees will pull younger referees aside and kind of teach them that craft of, you know, these guys are stars. These are who put people in the seats and make sure if you're going to blow the whistle against guys like Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan and LeBron James, that, you know, they're 100% correct in blowing that whistle. And not only that, if there's another guy that's near that play and he's also involved in the play, instead of giving the foul to that star, you know, give it to that lesser player so that there's not a situation where that star player has to go to the bench.
Right. Very, very, very interesting. I'm reading, like, you got a lot of great commentary on your book from many, many people, five stars and everything. One person says here, announcers routinely say, they are letting them play tonight. That is a code for the referees are not doing their job and allowing mayhem out there. What do you make of that comment?
You know, there's no doubt. I mean, there's a set of rules that are written in the rule book, and it doesn't say that those rules are for a certain team or a certain player. It's for the officials to enforce throughout the whole 48 minutes of the game. So it's not done on a consistent, continuous basis. Some players and some teams have a different set of rules, and it just shouldn't be like that. It should be a fair competition for everybody involved.
Yeah, and, you know, like you heard my introduction there, I wore a wire for a long time and did my own work. I got my own bosses on the police department that were running the gambling empire, as well as Gambino and Genovese family members. So I know a lot about this. But unfortunately, what happens is, and a lot of times I talk about ethics to new cops and different things like that, how it starts, you know. Do me a favor. Just let me know. They used to say to me, do me a favor. Let me know when the feds are in town. That's all. I don't want you to do anything out of school. And, you know, once you get hooked in, in the seconds we have before we take a break, once you get hooked in with some of these people, Tim, we're going to come back after the break and talk about it. It seems it could happen innocently enough, and then before you know it, the envelope's there, and you say, geez, you know, this isn't too bad. To supplement everything else, I got, you know, four kids and blah, blah, blah. So think about that. After the hard break, we're going to come back, and we're going to start off with that, Tim. So ladies and gentlemen, stand by. We'll be back with former referee Tim Donaghy. Because you had a bad day, you take it one down, you sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know, you tell me don't lie, you work in a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day, the camera don't lie, you come the back down and you really don't mind. You had a bad day, you had a bad day.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564. Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
Now we are back with former referee Tim Donaghy, and I guess the words of that song, I Can See Clearly Now. I know from talking with you, Tim, where you are now, right now, with your kids and your life, much different from all that confusion at the time, you know, the getting arrested and just everything that went on, right? You've been enjoying life now, I know, with your family and everything, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, when you talk about everything that I got myself into, and at that time, you know, not knowing where you're going to go and being where I'm at now, you know, I have a lot of faith in, of course, you know, getting through it with my family and friends and being able to, you know, recover. And when you're going through something like that, you think that that's never going to happen. But I'm fortunate to tell you that it did.
Yeah, I mean, when I speak, Tim, I don't hold back. I tell people point blank whether they like it or not. I say, hey, with the shootouts I was in and wearing a wire and everything else, it's only by the grace of God that I'm still standing. And the grace of God helped you through everything at times when you probably felt, oh, man, what's going to happen, you know? And but that's good. Good to hear you're doing good now. Now, the question I posed before we went to a break, give me a capsule. Give the listeners a capsule version of how this actually started.
You know, what happened was is that I started gambling with a good friend of mine, and we started betting on professional sports and playing in big money golf matches and card games, and, you know, crossing a line that I shouldn't have been crossing, you know, based on my contract with the NBA. I wasn't supposed to place a bet of any kind, and you know, I started having that gambling itch, and I started to gamble a lot, and I started giving my buddy some inside information on who was officiating the games and who was going to take care of their buddy or who was going to stick it to somebody. And he was able to, you know, place a lot of wagers on NBA games and win. And from there, when I'd be in the locker room or be at lunch with somebody and they would say that they were going to stick it to a player or a coach that night, I would tell him that. And, you know, I got involved in being with him and placing wagers on games. He would place all the bets for us and take care of all the money and give me my cut at the end of the month. So, you know, it was just something where we won a lot of games in the NBA based on that information. And behind my back, I didn't know that he was passing that information along to people that were associated with organized crime. And they were basically making millions of dollars off of that information. And what happened was, is when I wanted to stop doing it, when I didn't feel comfortable doing it, you know, the people that were associated with organized crime were upset with that, and they picked me up outside the hotel in Philadelphia and basically told me that I was going to continue to give them the information that they were able to capitalize so well on, and if not, they exposed me to the NBA or possibly have somebody visit my wife and kids in Florida.
Right. Yeah, very interesting. I just want our listeners to understand one thing about what you said there, Tim. Ladies and gentlemen, on Bill O'Reilly's show, we were talking about something, and I said, look, whether it's a bad cop that's involved with the mafia doing business for them or anything else, or let's say a referee, like what Tim explained, what he did. See, that's the get out of jail card, okay? With a cop, there's no love between the police department, but the police officer that's doing this and the mob. When one of the mob figures get arrested, they go, hey, can you talk to the DA if I give you something earth-shattering? I'm all ears. What is it? Well, you know, I got this cop that's been on the payroll. Same thing with Tim Donaghy, okay? What they did is, hey, you know, go a little easy on me. I'll give you something gigantic. You want front page stuff? Yeah, how about a referee that's helping us make millions and this and that? So people need to understand there's never a good alliance on this. Am I correct, Tim?
Oh, absolutely.
They like they don't like you, basically. Right, Tim? They like you for what you can give them.
Right, and as soon as it's going to stop or as soon as it's, you know, not going to be what it was, you know, they're going to come after you and they're going to save their own skin any way they can. And like you said, you know, they were talking over a Gambino wiretap and a couple people were pulled in. And next thing you know, I was involved in this and involved in a big way. So it's something that, you know, can really shake you to the core.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny. Our lives kind of mirror each other as I'm listening to you, because when my cover was finally blown, after a lot of good evidence, we finally did. But when it was all said and done, I had five kids, all small at the time, four daughters and a son. And that was the biggest worry on my mind, and my wife, of course, at the time. So, but, you know, one thing interesting from my reading parts of your book there, the whole good and evil thing, that as you're doing this, right from when you started doing this, all the way through, you kept saying to yourself, this can't end good. This can't end good. But you were already too far in, right? Am I correct?
Oh, no doubt about it. It wasn't going to end good. I was hoping it was. I was hoping that, you know, at the end of the season, that would be the end of it and everything would be forgotten. And like the FBI agent said, you know, they were never going to release me from the grasp that they had on me, and you know, things were going to pick up again next year, and it was going to continue to go until it ended in a bad way. And you know, it definitely did end a little bit sooner than probably what they wanted, but it did end for me in a very bad way.
Right. Jack Nicholson, famous for sitting in his front row seat at the Laker games, seems to always be making comments. The announcers don't touch on it too much. I guess nobody can, because he's such a power figure that brings so many people to games and very powerful. Did you have any run-ins with him before? Did he ever start screaming and swearing at you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Jack, no doubt, was there. He was either drunk or on something. And, you know, he definitely got vocal, especially during the playoff times where he got very vocal. So, you know, in fact, there was one situation where there was a doubleheader during the preseason in L.A. Where the Clippers were playing right after the Lakers were playing, and they had the referees in separate locker rooms, and him and Penny Marshall stumbled in, and we were getting changed, and you know, we were like, what the heck's going on? And the guy came in and apologized, the security guard, and said, this is where they smoked their weed before the game. So it was actually kind of funny and comical. So, but, you know, it was just, you never know what's going to happen out in L.A.
All the years you played, who was your favorite ball player that never gave you a hard time? I should say that was really playing the game the way he should and never went crazy.
I mean, you have to look at somebody like David Robinson. I think he was just the ultimate professional. And even when you did miss a call on him, he would approach you in a professional way and you know, just say to you, you know, please don't miss it again. And never got in a situation where he just would really snap out on you. So he was just somebody that was a good guy constantly.
Right, and before we go to our hard break here, it makes me think of Vlade Divac, who never liked a call ever. Am I correct?
He didn't. He never liked a call, but he was, you know, he could give you a hard time, but he was always a good guy. He'd come back out of the timeout, kind of laugh and joke with you a little bit. But
right.
For the most part, he was a good guy.
Okay, we're going to be going to hard break. Tim, stand by, ladies and gentlemen. A great, great interview. We'll be right back with Tim Donaghy.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories. New ideas turn into businesses. Programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
NBA referee Tim Donaghy. And Tim, I picked that song just because of the fans, and you know what I'm just thinking of now? Was it Joe Crawford that wanted to fight what's his name from the Spurs, actually said he wanted to fight him to his face?
Yeah, it was Tim Duncan. Yeah, he did. It was a situation where Crawford felt that Duncan was laughing at him and, definitely went after him in a way that he shouldn't have. Crawford ended up getting suspended for the whole playoffs that year, probably cost him about $85,000.
I know. Imagine that. I mean, you guys are taught to, keep calm and this and that and the whole bit. And Joe Crawford obviously been around, even longer than you. And to say something like, I remember reading, seeing the sportscaster saying, he said to him, do you want to fight?
Yeah.
And I'll say, what?
Definitely a crazy situation. And he tended to lose his temper a lot. Right. It seems like it's a once every 5 year thing. He does something crazy on the floor where they say that's it, they're going to fire him, and the next thing you know, he's always brought back.
Now, let me ask you this. And speaking about things like that, are there referees that are so locked in that they never have to worry about anything? The golden boys, the click.
Yeah, for sure. He's definitely one of those guys. I don't know. They use the old analogy. They know where the bodies are buried, and I have a feeling that he's got a lot of stuff on a lot of people because some of the stuff that he's done on and off the floor, and for him to still have his job as an NBA referee is kind of very questionable at best. So you got to think he has something on somebody somewhere because he's still running up and down that floor.
Right. Now, let me throw this out to you. I had a question from somebody when they knew that you were going to be on the show. The question is, in doing what you did, ladies and gentlemen, on a basketball game, there's what's called a spread, okay? And on the spread, a team could be favored by 5 points, say New York Knicks against Boston Celtics. Knicks are favored by 5 points. And there's also an over and under, which folks mean that the total points combined for both those teams, let's say 200, you can bet that it would go over 200. You can bet that it would be under 200. Out of the three things I said, Tim, taking the over or laying the points or taking the points, which is the easiest for somebody to do if they wanted to keep control of the game? Explain that a little bit.
I think if you're be involved in manipulating a game as a referee or a player, the thing to do would be if you were a team that was taking the team that was getting a large amount of points, because with that, it usually comes through that, a team is going to lose by a certain points. And if you're giving a team a call at the end that's keeping it within that spread, nobody's really going to because the same team is still won. So I think that's something that's usually, on the radar when certain referees are officiating certain games, because some referees like to keep the game close and within, entertainment value for people to stay tuned in. So if the spread's, 12 to 15, certain officials are on a game, that is most likely going to fall within the spread.
Okay, now, you got three referees there. One's your lead referee all the time, right? Usually, am I correct in saying maybe more of a senior guy over the other two?
Yes.
And in saying that, is there times where you guys huddle up, maybe even at halftime, where the lead guy says to somebody, what the hell are you doing out there? What are you doing? You let this game get out of control. You're calling fouls like crazy, that kind of a thing.
Well, and not so much, calling fouls like crazy, but calling fouls against a certain star player.
Right.
When you see referees huddle up, you'll know that, those referees are discussing how many fouls a certain player has.
and to make sure that if you're going to call another foul on that player, that, you know, it's a good foul because it's going to send him to the bench and he's a star. And all the fans that were looking at up here, you know, paid a lot of money to come see him play. So, you know, let's make sure that we don't send him to the bench unless we have to.
Right, yeah, very, 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 very good point. And speaking about those lines, ladies and gentlemen, betting the over or the under, I would say that's very hard to do because say somebody bet the over, Tim, and the game, nobody's making shots. I mean, you got a first quarter that almost near the end is 12 to 10 or something like that. You know, it makes it very difficult on those type of games for that, right?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think that you can really control an over or under bet, you know, because there's always going to be the chance that a player can get hot behind the three-point line and send the game over, and there's always a chance that, you know, you're going to have somebody that gets real cold and doesn't put a big number up, which is going to affect that type of bet.
Right. Now, Tim, you were married when all this was happening. Did the pressure of this or whatever other reasons bring you guys to a divorce with four girls?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, things were great prior to me getting in trouble. And as soon as I got in trouble, I think, you know, my ex-wife definitely felt a lot of pressure on that and was in a panic situation because I was going to lose my job. The, you know, feds were involved and, you know, possibility of going to jail for a long time. And, you know, she felt it was in the best interest of her and my four daughters to, you know, get a divorce and get, you know, a large settlement so that, you know, they would be okay. And that's basically what happened.
Right, right, right. Now, how long did you go to jail for, Tim?
I was sentenced for 15 months. I ended up doing, you know, close to that. You know, so it was a situation where at first I went to a federal prison camp, and then I was transferred to a you know, a more of a security prison for a violation after I got out of the halfway house. So, you know, it was just something that, you know, as you know, being in the you know, that system that, you know, you don't wish on your worst nightmare. Prison is prison, whether it's a prison camp or it's a maximum security prison. Your life's always in danger in that situation.
That's right. And did your wife, during the whole process there, do what most women would do, I would say, is, well, we're going to get killed. They're going to come after us. They're going to know about little Mary and Tony and blah, blah, blah. Should she put that all on you, too?
No, not so much that, but, you know, the FBI agents, I do have to say, were a big help, you know, during this whole thing for me. They were very supportive and you know, were very nice and even pulled my wife aside and spoke to her that, you know, they hear a lot, and if anything was ever going to come up, that they would be able to get to me or get to them if we were in any type of danger at any time. So, you know, I got to say through the whole thing, you know, the FBI agents were terrific, and I actually still speak to them today, even, you know, the guys that were in charge of arresting me.
Right. Now, any probation period? Are you on anything right now or what?
Oh, no. I was on 3 months probation and, 3 years probation, and I served that, and I'm done with all that. So, you know, this is, you know, at this point, completely behind me. So, moving forward, you know, things have definitely gotten better.
And how do your daughters feel now towards you?
Oh, great. Two of them live with me full time, and the other two I see you know, quite often. So, you know, I think it's a situation where time heals all wounds and, you know, right. We're moving in a good direction.
Great, great, great. Very, very good. Yeah, this is really a, I think I mentioned to you the other day, a you know, it's the way things work out, not the way they begin, you know. You know, for me as a young guy for many, many years, oh, yeah, let me wear a wire. You know, if somebody told me that now, I said, are you freaking nuts? get away from me, you know. Has anybody else bothered you now over the years? Obviously, you're no good to them anymore, but you don't. I'm sure you stay far clear of any of those old friends from growing up now.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I'm not associated with any of those guys in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, I've been very fortunate that, you know, people that have read the book and, you know the whole story have been very good towards me and have really enjoyed the story and the way that I put it out there. So, you know, like I said earlier, I'm very fortunate in how things have shaken out. And if you would have told me, you know, when this all went down, I'd be in the position I am today, I'd probably tell you you're crazy. But, you know, things have really worked out.
I know. I mean, it's just, so like I said at the beginning of the show, I talked about my book, Rogue Town. And, you know, if anybody would have told me back then, just trying to stay alive for my life, you know, I was a musician, professional musician, too, during that era. And when I would go and play, I would have a leather bag of all my music in it, and way underneath it, I would keep my 357 Magnum right behind my amplifier and everything like that. So, you know, all crazy years for both of us, Tim. But we're going to a hard break. We're going to come back and let everybody know what you're doing now, what businesses you're in, how they can get the book and everything. So stand by.
You got it.
People moving up, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of the skin. Run, 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 but you sure can't hide. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother, rap on.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN bridge program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.ignoremyscore.com. 11. IgnoreMyScore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11. IgnoreMyScore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
By Journey, we are back. Former NBA referee Tim Donaghy, a good guy, a really good guy, changed his life all the way around. Tim, why don't you tell our listeners all across the country now, first of all, how to get your book? It's called Personal Foul, ladies and gentlemen, by Tim Donaghy. Tim, spell your name for and let me know any websites that you're involved in or and whatever, and then we'll talk about your new business.
Definitely, the book can be found on Amazon.com. It's called Personal Foul, and it is, you know, something that has been on there for a while, so it's doing well now, you know, being involved in the NBA playoffs. So it's on that website, and it's something that back order right now, but, you know, you can get it very soon.
Right, very good. Now, tell everybody about your new business you have going.
Basically, it's called refpicks.com, and it's a website where I have 20 sports handicappers that put out plays on any event that has a line and give you some good advice on placing a bet if you're doing it as a, something as a hobby and as a recreation and not something where you're, you know, trying to mortgage the future of the house and get yourself in trouble. So we kind of keep an eye on everybody to make sure that, you know, it's being done the right way.
Right, right. Very good, very good. You're enjoying everything you're doing, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's something that definitely wasn't my first choice, but it's something that, you know, has been going pretty well for me. So, you know, I'm pretty excited that it's been doing so well.
Question I ask all of my guests at the end, near the end of the show, I hit them with this. 7-10 years from now, Tim Donaghy, what would you like to be doing? Maybe something you haven't done already or continuation of something? What can you see for yourself? You're a young guy. What can you see down the road that really in the back of your mind?
I think it's just a matter of keep doing what I'm doing, you know, making the right changes, working on the website, doing a little bit of real estate, and you know, being in the lives of my four daughters is what's the important thing.
That's it. That is very important, man. We both talk about the four daughters here, and that is I just value so much my relationship with them each and every day, who's calling, who I'm with, and everything like that. Any big scoop on the NBA? You kind of want to say in this last segment about, hey, this one is not what he appears to be, or this or that, or whatever it may be, or either about the home office
I think
or
when players. I think when you look at the NBA this year, it's definitely, you know, you have the Atlanta Hawks who have, you know, won a lot of games without a superstar player. And, you know, I think that they were had one of the best records in the league. And I don't see them getting out of this next round of the playoffs.
Right.
The Cleveland Cavaliers. I think you're going to see them, you know, go out rather quickly.
A question for you here. You did not you weren't a referee in the times of this instant replay now, right? All that stuff going on like it is now, or isn't it a lot more now?
They did have it. They did have it, but they've taken it to a whole nother level and added, you know, five or six different things that are now reviewable rather than in the past when it was only a couple. So they've taken it to a whole nother level.
Okay, so a guy that wants to step into doing that stuff would find it much harder to do right now because of all those angles and everything else, right?
I think so. I think with everything being reviewable, they have to keep a close eye on a lot of calls, especially in the last couple of minutes. So it would be very difficult for a player or a referee to get involved in making calls in a game to affect the point spread.
All right, game gets over with. Most guys can't wait to get on a plane and go home, or do some guys, knowing they got a day or two off, like to walk around Miami or something like that? Yes or no?
Oh, absolutely. You know that. You know that lifestyle of, you know, what people do on the road, and that's definitely what it's like for a referee. So every chance they get, they're looking for that day off and going out and trying to have a little bit of fun themselves.
Without naming names, I mean, when you looked at the schedule and you see you're down with two other referees, male or female, did you ever say to yourself, oh, man, I can't believe I got to work with these two tonight?
Oh, absolutely, especially when you're put on the same road trip with somebody for about 10 days and it's somebody that, you know, you're not going to have too many laughs with. It can make your life real miserable.
Right. Very good. Who? I guess this is a safe question. Nowadays, who do you think is the best referee out there still? Above reproach, maybe does a good job, goes home afterwards, blah, blah, blah. Any one or two?
I think when you look at somebody like that, you have to look at Danny Crawford, because he's somebody that, you know, is going to do a good job on the floor. He's going to make sure he has a good knowledge of the rules, and he's going to watch the game tape afterwards to see what mistakes he's made to try and make sure he doesn't make them again. So when I look at referees today and some of the guys that I've been with, I'd have to say him.
Wow, good choice, I believe. I heard a lot about him, too. I watched him. I can remember watching you a lot of times, Tim. You always had that, like, the serious look on your face, like you're there, you meant business, and let's get going. Let's get going with this, right?
Absolutely. I think that's the key to being good at what you do, is take it serious and be prepared.
All right, before we end the show, just a couple simple questions here, if I can. Favorite and loudest arena? It could be two different things that you ever worked in. Favorite or and or loudest?
I think you have to look at Portland, because it's a city where they don't have too many professional sports, and they take their basketball very seriously, since it's one of their you know, only professional sports. So they're really into it.
Right. I know I mentioned earlier, I used to love watching that Sacramento team, I guess, of the time you reffed, going back a while, when they had the other Jason Williams, the white Jason Williams, and all those guys running up and down the court. That place used to be rocking, too, right, if you ever did any of there.
Yeah, that was definitely going to be my second choice, because it's another you know, city that only has one professional sport. So it's definitely an arena that could get very loud.
Right. All right. We're ready to wrap up the show. Ladies and gentlemen, buy the book. Buy the book. I could not put it down. Personal File. Pick up that book. Tim Donaghy. You're going to read all about the ins and outs of being a referee in the NBA. First person account. Check out his websites. Go online. A good guy who put it all together. It doesn't matter how you start the race, ladies and gentlemen. It matters how you finish it. And that's the important thing. So to Tim Donaghy. Tim, pleasure having you on the show. This was great. And ladies and gentlemen, until we meet again next Sunday night, Vito Colucci saying good night and God bless.
The
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.